I came in June 1946, having come out from the forces. We got married very young. I was 19 when I got married. I met the guy that I wanted to marry. There was also a reason behind it, because war was threatening and people of my age group were either being called up for the militia or put in the, what they call Bevin boys, put down in the mines. So I didn't want either of those. So getting married deferred the fateful day. And when I came out in, I think, the end of May 1946, we called in at the office that was in Bounfield Road, just at the back of this community centre. They said, well, it's a prefab. So I said, I've had enough of living in Nissen huts, tents, underground sheets. I said, bashers, as they used to call them out, basher huts, they used to call them out in India. They were straw huts. I said, I want a house. They said, well, look, have a look at it first of all. Don't turn it down. Here's the key. So we made our way round. The roads, there were no roads as such. It was just rubble. They were bombed. Where the houses had been bombed, all the bricks and mortar, they were laying the roads and the pavements. We made our way round to number 6 and opened the front door. And my wife immediately said, look at the size of the hall. Oh, we can get the pram in this. Opened up the next door. Oh, look at lovely dining room, sitting room, she said. Get measuring for the lino. Of course, that's all you could get in those days. Lino. You couldn't afford carpets for a start. Then we wandered, there was another, the large bedroom, 12 by 12. Beautiful kitchenette, fold-up table into the wall, a new world gas stove, an Electrolux refrigerator that was gas operated, strange as it may sound. I think we paid a shilling for the key. I think I've still got the receipt, I'm not certain, but they owe me a shilling. Number 2 and number 4 were occupied. We had the choice of 2. We took number 6. I think I was the third one in the estate. The whole area had workmen laying down, getting ready for the tarmac to put down the roads and the pavements. And the whole place was enclosed in a wire fence. Between June and December 46, there was in the country, there were a lot of squatters. People hadn't got homes, and anything that was empty, they would move in. And the council got very worried that people would be moving into these prefabs. So they moved people in before they were fully completed. We had a big influx of people in December 1946. From the very beginning, that place was my home.